Van Gogh had already been in an asylum in the south of France when he came to Auvers-sur-Oise in May 1890. He was 37. Auvers was and is a prosperous place in countryside north of Paris. It was something of an artist's colony, encouraged in part by the local doctor.
20th of May 1890. I've seen Dr. Gachet, who gave me the impression of being rather eccentric. Combating the nervous ailment from which it seems to me he's certainly suffering at least as seriously as I am. He directed me to an inn, asking 6 francs a day. I've found one where I'll pay 3.5.
That anxiety about cash is typical of his letters, mainly directed to Vincent's younger brother, Theo. Today, that inn, the Auberge Ravoux, is a well-restored and evocative place of pilgrimage for 70,000 visitors every year, eager to hear about Van Gogh in the very room where he died. Dominique Janssens established the Van Gogh Institute in Auvers more than 20 years ago. He's kept the small attic room almost empty.
If you come to an empty room, it's like when you go to a cemetery, you don't cry for the person who's in the coffin, people cry for their own life. My feeling after 20 years, the first illness of our society is the illness of the soul. The most pleasant people we have are people who are in search of themselves.
A new exhibition in Amsterdam at the Van Gogh Museum lets visitors see the actual letters so beautifully reproduced in the 6 big volumes of correspondence just out. I asked Leo Janssen, co-curator for the exhibition, what people will learn now of the real Van Gogh.
He's really a very systematic man, not an erratic or impulsive or mad man who does what comes up in his head. He really sets his goals and goes to achieve them step by step by step.
What's striking reading this new edition of his letters, all freely available on a new website too, is how few, in fact, reveal a man in torment. Just occasionally, though, despair does show through.
21st of May. I can do nothing about my illness. I'm suffering a little these days. But as work is proceeding a little, serenity will come.
But it never came. On the 27th of July, in a wheat field outside Auvers, he shot himself in the stomach, dying 2 days later. He was buried in the village cemetery, in a common grave with a 15-year lease. Later, he was moved and was joined by his brother Theo, who died only a year later. Vincent had no one to whom he really opened his heart. The relationship which really mattered to him isn't in the letters, it's in his paintings.